Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good day to all of you, to all of our listeners around the world. This is Bible, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. This is the gospel radio broadcast of the Church of Christ worldwide. This program is sponsored each week on Tuesday night and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's broadcast around the world on the radio and the internet station. So we are glad to have those who are on the phone and on the broadcast with us tonight. As always, we have our panel of ministers to minister the gospel of salvation to you. We have Brother Lewis Parker IV, who is the minister of the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA. The Darien Luke Church of Christ is the congregation of the Lord's Church that pays for and sponsors this program each week. Wow. So we are grateful to our brethren in the Lord who saw fit to use their ability to do this.
Man.
We are glad, Brother James Johnson and myself, Brother Leroy Williams, we are so glad to be invited to be a part of a panel of ministers on this program each night. We are the co-ministers of the Par Edition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. Man. We also have, last but not least, Brother Lewis Parker Jr. He is the father of Lewis Parker IV. He is a minister in his own right and a member of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. Our moderator tonight is Brother Brian Brown of the Westward Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know that we want to share the gospel of grace and salvation from God with you. But if you have any question concerning your faith or any question of morality, we ask you to push number one on your telephone keypad. Those of you on the phone, push number one. Brother Brown will cue you into this call so that you may ask your question or state your comment live on the air.
Amen.
Don't be afraid, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be afraid at all. We're here to help. We love your soul.
Amen.
We want to help you to save your soul by the power of God through the Word. As ministers of Christ, we are preaching the Word. That's what the Holy Spirit had Paul to write to the minister in Ephesus, young Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Preach the word. That's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to teach the truth, the whole truth, the naked truth, and nothing but the truth.
Bye.
At this time, we're going to take a pause and go to our Heavenly Father, to Jesus Christ, who is the spiritual father of the Christian church.
Amen.
We're going to ask his blessing. Bow with us for a moment. Righteous God and Holy Father.
Amen.
Thank you for another day of life.
Please.
Thank you for another opportunity to preach your word.
Amen.
To dying and perishing generations of men and women of all language, cultures, ethnic, race around the world.
Amen.
We are glad, dear God, that you have enabled us and have given us the wisdom and the inspiration by our desire of faith.
Amen.
To proclaim your gospel as you have commanded us to do. You said in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. He that believeth the gospel and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
And he that does not believe the gospel shall be condemned to eternity in hell and damnation. So God, we try to save men from the fire of damnation.
Amen.
Titus, Jude, verse 23. So tonight, dear God, we ask your blessing on this ministry. We ask your blessing on each of the ministers who participate in preaching your word tonight.
Amen.
We ask your blessing upon the heart of those who are sincere and honest and are seeking salvation for their soul.
Amen.
Seeking to know and to do your will.
Amen.
Seeking to avoid the condemnation of false religion and fake religion.
That's it.
We want the true religious obedience to your word, dear God.
Amen.
And we pray that somebody who's listening on this call tonight, who has not obeyed the gospel of Christ, will make up their minds this day that it's time to obey God.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your Bibles. If you have a Bible, open your Bible. When we call scriptures, write them down and look them up. And when this is over, go back and read them and see the truth for yourself.
Amen.
At this time, I now turn our broadcast over for the opening remarks and the gospel message to Brother James Johnson, my co-minister, minister of the Paul Edition Church of Christ in Warden, Texas, USA. Brother Johnson, you have the floor.
I want to thank Brother Leroy Williams, Jr., that he brought that presentation, pre-presentation, that all we can do is offer you the truth of the gospel.
Amen.
Now, it's up to you what you do with it after we tell you what you need to do to be saved.
Yes.
If you choose not to be saved, there's nothing we can do for you.
Amen.
It's up to you. The ball will be in your court.
Amen.
I want you to turn to the book of Hosea tonight.
All right.
Hosea. I want you to look at chapter 4 with me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to deal with some verses. I was checking it out before you got here, Brother William, and I saw something in there that got my attention. He says here, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord has controversy with the habitation of the land, because there is no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land.
Mm.
He said, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood, touching blood.
Mm-hmm.
He said, therefore shall the land mourn. Everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field and with the fowl of the heavens and the flesh of the sea. Also shall be taken away.
All right.
He says, verse 4, he says, yes, no man strive nor reprove another, for the people are they that strive with the priest.
Yes.
He says, therefore can thou fall in the day, the prophets and shall fully deal with their night, and I will destroy their mother.
All right.
My people, now listen to this now. Now watch this now. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
Yes.
Thou hast rejected knowledge, and I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of the by God, I will all I will also forget the children. I didn't know what verse 7 said. and they were increased so that they sinned against me. Therefore, I change their glory into shame.
Yes.
They eat the sins of my people, and they set their hearts on their iniquity. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
And there shall they be like the people of the priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doing. God is wanting to try to warn us today. When we do wrong, we're going to pay for it.
Amen.
We're going to go to hell if we don't get it right on planet Earth.
Right.
Sin is approach to any nation. It doesn't pick colors. It doesn't pick eyesight. It tells you straight up. If you're sinning or you're living in sin, you could be a member of the church and be living in sin.
Yes.
And fool around there and don't get it right. You know the way we can get it right in the church? We got to repent.
Repent.
But those who are not in the church got to repent and be baptized.
Amen.
And if they don't do it the way God said it, hell bound, you lift up your eyes. Inhale like the rich man in Luke the 16th chapter, beginning at verse 19 through 31. He was looking up to God and the rich man and Abraham Muslim. I can imagine if God would have let him out of there, he gonna tell everybody.
Yeah.
But he had a chance. He didn't take it. See, we fool around here sometimes, and that opportunity passes by.
Amen.
And don't do God's will. But one day, we're going to fool around there and end up in hell, and we'll be careful. We got to stay with the book.
Yes.
We got to tell the world what God has already said. It's right there in the book. Why are we denying what's in the book when it's right there? I read it from the book. I didn't get it from Brother Lewis Parker. I didn't get it from Brother Leroy Williams. I got it from the book.
Amen.
I didn't get it from Brother Brian Brown. I got it from the book. If the book is lying, there ain't no salvation nowhere.
Amen.
Folks are to read the Bible and find out what God's talking about.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But we worry about what the preacher is saying. What did God say? That's what counts. Who is your judge today? God is the judge of all mankind.
Amen.
And every man bowed that day, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
And they're going to answer to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Then I ain't got to answer to you, and you ain't got to answer to me. But we got to answer to the high calling of God, our Father, who is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
So many people going to miss the mark. God said, I'm going to judge you for your sins.
Mm-hmm.
He told these people that. Now, God wasn't playing with them. He ain't playing with us today.
Amen.
We fool around and die and sin. You're going to hell, ladies and gentlemen. We can't get around that.
Mm-hmm.
Only way we get around it, we obey God's command.
Amen.
A lot of us don't want to do what God says. We got this attitude with God. Well, I don't got to do what you say. I ain't got to follow that. But let me tell you something. All of these so-called preachers are not preaching nothing about hell. All they're preaching is about the dollar, the mighty dollar bill. Everybody's after the mighty dollar bill. I want to be rich. And when they get rich, Brother William, they don't know what to do with the money, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most of them get on drugs. Most of them get on alcohol. Most of them chasing women.
Mm-hmm.
Women chasing men. They're taking the money and doing everything but what God told them to do with it.
Amen.
We got horse chases and all kind of things going on in America today. Look at what's happening. God is already judging the world. The world is dying and passing away. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. The Bible says, do not love the things of this world, because it's passing away. And we still try to accumulate.
Yeah.
We hung up on the world's lust.
Yeah.
We still in the flesh, Brother William.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have it. We tell ourselves that now. I got to have that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have me a brand new car. I got to have me a brand new house. I got to have this.
There's nothing wrong with having it. I'm not against that, Brother Will. But what I'm against, when you keep on asking about, I got to have this. And you ain't got to have nothing. Because God ain't got to let you get it.
Amen.
When we get something, we don't even know God no more. We put God on the back burner, as we call it.
Yep.
I got my house now. I got my new car now. I can throw me some parties, and I can drink me plenty of wine, and I can put me plenty of dope, and I can sell my dope in my house.
Mm.
But when the law's busting, then he want to call on God.
Yep.
He want to call on God. He want to pray. Sin is approach to any nation.
Yeah.
It don't pick a nation and say, well, okay, Brother Will, I'll pick you today and leave you alone, Brother Parker. It will pick on the whole nation and destroy the whole nation. And if you end up in hell, you ain't coming out.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't nobody in his right mind want to go to hell. I don't
care.
That rich man didn't want to go to hell, Brother William.
Nope.
He didn't want to go down there. But he had no choice. He didn't do what God told him.
Amen.
If he did what God told him, he'd have been all right. He'd been up there with Abraham bosom for him. But he chose to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants somebody to go tell his five brethren.
Yeah.
That they got Moses in the prophet. And all this is real.
Got the word.
And the word of God. And the scripture said, one from the dead. Jesus rose. Came from the dead, but went to heaven, and they're still there listening to it. Look at America today.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the world today.
Yeah.
When we try to teach the folks what God says, they get mad, swell up and bust and fuss and cuss, and we all dying and going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
My church is as good as your church.
Mm-hmm.
I belong to the Baptist church, but it ain't in the book. I belong to the Catholic church, but it ain't in the book.
Not
I belong to the Methodist church, but it ain't in the book.
Amen.
I belong to all of these churches, but they're not in the book. So there's no salvation in them churches, but in Christ's church of salvation, we don't want that.
Nope.
We don't want it because we do what God tells us. We get to argue. We end the debate. We're doing all of this foolishness, and we still ain't getting nowhere.
Amen.
But hey, look here. This is what God says. Oh, I don't believe that God will destroy all those churches. They don't realize that those churches are not what God accepted. You are the church of Christ.
Amen.
You are the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. The Spirit dwells in you, not in a building. When you leave that building, Christ goes with you.
Amen.
Christ don't stay there. No building stay there for. You are the one Christ said he going to build, Brother William. When he told Peter, I'm going to build my church, he would tell Peter, you'll be part of the stone. You'll be part of the church.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get it. Well, I build my church on Peter. Well, why Christ said? I build my church on Paul. Why Christ said? I always ask questions like that. And I want to know one thing. All I want to know, where is Christ at? Well, my preacher, He started the Baptist church in the 1800s. I still want to know why Christ asked. You haven't given me an answer. Well, what I'm trying to be asking myself is, brethren, is it in the book? If it's not in the book, why are you going into something that's not in the book? You're going into a bunch of mess, and then when you get in there, now watch this, here's the trap. They done taught you all kind of foolish religion doctrine.
Amen.
You can't get out of it because you can't defend yourself of the truth. If somebody don't come along decent enough and tell you the truth, you'll die in that situation and still go to hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
Huh? You'll still go to hell. You know, when I was in the Baptist church, Brother William, I'll never forget it. I was already in hell. I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
I was already there. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
All I have to do is die.
Yeah.
But God, that's why I love God's word. Because God saw fit for me to come out. Not the preacher.
Amen.
God got me out of the mess. Son of man,
amen.
I never met in my life. Told me what I had to do to be saved, Brother William. I didn't argue with the man. I didn't cuss the man. I didn't tell the man. He already knew I was a Baptist. But I had already told him. But you know what makes it so good, Brother William? He come out of the Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that taught me come out of the Baptist church.
Amen.
He had been in the church 6 months. And he said, he said, Brother Johnson, I said, yeah. He said, I come out of the Baptist church. I said, well, we got something in common there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but now I'm in the Church of Christ. I said, Church of Christ? I never heard of that, but he said, it's in the book. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I was glad
that the child gets a brand new bicycle.
Oh, amen.
God bless me to get in the right church. You can do whatever you want. I'm going to stick with Christ. You can get out of it. You can go your way, and I can go my way. But I'm going to keep on serving God.
Amen.
This Bible is right. You can't get around the Church of Christ. You either come in it or go away from it.
Amen.
There's only one church in the whole entire Bible. That is the Church of Christ. If you read your Bible right, you will find all the way through the New Testament in Christ. In Christ. I don't see nowhere in the Baptist. I don't see nowhere in the Methodist. I don't see nowhere in Presbyterian. I don't see nowhere in St. James, St. Paul, St. Peter.
Amen.
I don't see nowhere in there. But I see in Christ.
Amen.
See, you know why a lot of people won't obey the gospel, Brother Wee? They're not honoring. And they don't love God.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How can you keep something you ain't got?
Right.
You can't keep nothing you don't have. We got to have the love of God in our soul, in our heart, spirit, and mind. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. You just messed up.
Amen.
And you need to come out of that mess. We tell you every Tuesday and Thursday night, there's only one church. We have challenged anybody, anywhere. Get on the radio.
Amen.
We won't challenge you. We'll challenge you tonight. We can prove it by the scriptures.
Word.
Am I right about it, brethren? We can prove it by the scriptures and the word of God.
Amen.
We don't need no other book. Oh, we got the real book. We got the right book. We got the holy book.
Amen.
We got the book that came out of heaven. Ain't no other book in the world can match it. I don't give a care why you pick it up at.
Amen.
The word of God, close it up. Close it up, shut it up, and throw it away. Because it won't
Amen.
Do you no good.
Amen.
God's word too plain, Brother Parker. We know it, and we're just not right every time. But guess what? You know what? When we get in trouble, I'm going to tell y'all something. When the world gets in trouble, they call on our God. Why call on our God? How come you don't call on the devil? He the one got you into trouble. Then get you out of trouble. But he can't do it. Why? You have no power.
No power.
You have no power.
Amen.
That's why he can't do it.
No power.
He only have power over the sinner and faking him out. But over a Christian, he don't have no power over unless we stick our hand out there and give it to him.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
How we get the power. By sinning and letting him use us all kind of ways. But if we say no, put our foot down, Satan's got to take a walk. So he can't handle truth. He can't handle truth, and he can't handle the real prayer of the righteous.
Amen.
I can pray all night.
Amen.
He's got to get up out of here. He don't want to hear that.
Mm.
He don't want to hear you praying to God. The real God, I'm talking about the God in heaven.
Amen.
In Exodus chapter 18 and verse 11, the Bible says he is above all the God.
Amen.
God is above all
Amen.
The God. Ain't no God to match him.
None.
Show it to us. Show it to us tonight.
None
Jehovah God is the only one can save you.
Amen.
If he can't save you, shut the book down. Close it down. Too many people got the word of God in their home and won't even pick it up and read. And I'm talking about members of the Church of Christ. Won't even read it, brother. I don't understand. No, you know why? You ain't not picking up ready. You got to pick it up and open it up.
Amen.
The Bible don't come in by osmosis. You pick it up, you learn something. Every day, I don't care what kind of day it is, it can be cloudy, it can be sunny. When I open the book, I can see what God tried to tell me.
Amen.
God will tell you the truth. Don't fool yourself. The worst thing a man could do, Brother William, is deceive himself.
Amen.
Now, when you deceive yourself, Brother Parker, you're in bad shape.
Amen.
Amen.
Can't nobody help you. You deceive yourself, Brother William? Come on now. And you might deceive me, and they fool me. But when you deceive Brother William, you in trouble.
Amen.
You in a hell of a lot of trouble.
Amen.
Can't get out of it. Because you don't know. Ain't that pitiful? Ain't it good to be a Christian? That's all God asks us to be.
Amen.
As a Christian, you're not going to be all those crazy names. Let me tell you something. When John was preaching, John only preached to the children of Israel. In Matthew, the 3rd chapter, he started preaching. He never got to the Gentile world.
Amen.
But we got folks in the Gentile world trying to follow John. John ain't the one. John said it. He's like, I'm not the one.
Not the one. Amen.
Now, if John says he's not the one, why you talking about John? Certainly, Paul ain't the one either.
Nope.
Peter ain't the one.
Oh, yeah, I didn't die for you.
But Paul said, I didn't die for you. Peter didn't die for you. So now, how can you put your trust in Peter and Peter didn't die for you?
Nope.
Amen.
You're in bad shape.
Amen.
You gonna tell me I built my church on Peter and Peter didn't die for you? Oh no! If you build your church on Peter, you already in hell. Peter might be in heaven, but you in hell.
Amen.
Peter wanted to know why you had to go. You still down here in hell. Ain't never got out. People don't read the Bible for truth. They try to make the Bible out of a Reader's Digest. Well, I read the Bible, Brother Johnson. I read the whole Bible. I asked a question one time. A young man told me, Brother Johnson, I read the whole Bible. You can't tell me. I said, I want to know one thing. Do you know truth? Well, I read the Bible. No. I asked you a question. You said, I can't tell you nothing. I'm going to ask you something. Since I can't tell you nothing, I'm going to ask you something. Do you know truth? He looked at me for a minute. Now, I didn't say that way. I said, because you don't know the Bible. You don't know it. You don't know it. You got to be taught, son. You got to be taught. Matthew
28,
verse 18 through 20. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go, all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things, where I am with you, even until the end of the world. And Acts, the 5th chapter, when Peter got out of jail, when the angels just on the side, he got out of jail, he went to the temple to teach the people.
Amen.
You got to be taught.
Amen.
That's what we do, Brother William, every Wednesday and Sunday. If we don't teach them, how they going to learn?
They
ain't know. All right, then come to me. That's why I was trying to show the young man. You got to be taught. If you ain't been taught, you don't know.
Amen.
You can read all you want.
Amen.
You still have to obey God. Brother Johnson, you said, I didn't have to obey God. How do you know? Because you just told me. You said you read it. Have you obeyed God? No.
Amen.
Okay, then. Let's get it right. If you don't know God, and let me tell you something, son. God don't know you. You know when God knows you, when you obey him.
Faith.
That's it. If you don't obey God, God don't know you. You go before him in the judgment and die in your sin. You're going to find out real quick. God going to say, depart from me. He welcomes up iniquity. I never knew you. You can say, I prophesied. He's going to still tell you, I don't know you. Why, Lord? You do what I told you.
Didn't obey.
Didn't obey me.
Amen.
That's what he told you. He said, obey me. And you said no. Well, how do you know I said no? Well, the Bible will tell us right there. In 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, beginning verse 7 through 9, he said, ye that are troubled, rest with us. Planning fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Punished with everlasting destruction from the presence and the glory of the Lord. That's how I know you ain't obeyed God. Next case, I'm telling you, you got to obey God.
Amen.
And 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, seeing you have purified your soul by obeying the truth through the spirit of the unfree love of the brethren, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, by the word of God.
Amen.
That's it. Now, you ain't been born again, you don't know God. And they'll see you jumping up there at the judge and telling God, I did all of this. And he still, because see what God's going to look for, it'll look for capital C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. You ain't there. You ain't there, Brother Will. You there. Why we ain't there? We ain't a Christian. We said we still in the Baptist church, huh?
Didn't obey Christ.
We didn't obey Christ, so how you going to be a Christian?
Can't be.
Can't be no Christian. A lot of folks don't know their book. They sitting up here talking about God love us all. I ain't saying he didn't love you. He loves your soul. That's why he wants you to obey.
He loves our soul.
He wants you to obey. If the soul don't obey, the soul going to hell.
You love
to
repent.
See, we don't want to repent, but we want to still chase the honey and have some fun with the money. Huh?
Do what you want to do.
That's what we want to do. See, we want to chase the honey and have some fun with the money and keep on getting a lot of money. Huh?
Yeah.
That's what we want. And when then, when we don't get that, then here we come to Christ. Lord, I'm sorry. But you still ain't did what he said. He told you you got to obey the gospel. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1, beginning at verse 15, he said, for so much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe it. First to the Jews, also to the Greeks. But therein is the righteousness of God by faith. You got to obey God. Not obey the preacher. That's our biggest problem in America today. We obey too many preachers and not God.
Amen.
And Jeremiah 22 and 29, the Bible says, oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord.
Yes.
But we hear too many preachers.
Amen.
We got all these preachers running around here with these little gray suits on and thinking that all of that, and when they stand before God, it's all over. These preachers going to cross. Real wide open, Brother Parker.
Yes.
They're going to bust it wide open because they didn't teach the people the word of God. They taught them philosophy. Yeah. The Apostle Paul warned us about that in Colossians chapter 2, verses 4 through 8.
That's
Beware of philosophy of men.
You see?
A lot of that going on today.
Man.
Tricks up for kids, Brother Wiggy.
Amen.
Ain't for grown folks, but we still trying to play tricks. Oh, God coming back. When he comes back, if you're not in that church that he purchased with his own blood, Acts 20 and 28, he said, take heed therefore which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Feed the church of God.
Which?
He purchased with his own blood.
That's it.
He said, feed it. Does the word teach mean that? That means teach that.
Teach.
Teach the word of God.
Amen.
You're not going to teach it, leave it alone.
Amen.
Don't be getting up there trying to impress me, and you don't know the word of God yourself. Yeah. That's a sad situation. A lot of ministers today don't know the word of God. Getting up there, teaching something, and God doesn't have to teach.
Amen.
Teaching all kind of lies, fairy tales, and then they want God's approval. Never get it. Got to keep what God said from the beginning.
Think
it right like it is.
There's
only one church in the Bible. Why do we fight over the Church of Christ? Why? You know why? Because we fight against it because we know it's true. We don't want to accept it.
Well, that's it.
We don't want to accept the Church of Christ.
Don't want to believe.
Don't want to believe. Don't want to repent. Don't want to be baptized. All we want to do is go to any building. And God will address that for us. He's going to address that. That's Satan's game. Satan's been using that for years and years and years. But God's church is still standing today. It's not going nowhere until Jesus comes. When Jesus comes, he's coming back for his people. He ain't coming back for all these people in the world. He comes back for his and his only. There may be one or two coming to go with him.
Amen.
Maybe one or two. Brother, I don't mean to be selfish. I don't mean to be greedy. But I'm hoping it's me to go back with it.
Amen.
I'm not being selfish. I'm just saying I hope it's me.
Yeah.
Go back with it.
Amen.
Back with you or with Christ.
Amen.
Let's don't get discouraged because the world acted silly and being foolish.
Yes.
We know the world is in sin. All we can do is tell them what they need to do to be saved. If they don't accept it, let them go to hell.
Church.
That's all you can do. And let them go. Because you don't need to go with them.
church.
You try to stay out of it.
Not.
Not a lot of folks don't even want to hear the gospel no more. You missing gospel meetings now. Well, I got a job to go to. What's important, your soul or that soul or your job?
What's more important?
Huh? Think about it sometimes.
Man.
We got souls out there in the world need to be taught and need to be saved. But nobody out here doing it no more. Nobody teaching. Nobody preaching. Nobody says nothing now.
We need to sacrifice.
But I got to go to work tomorrow, Brother William. I got to go to work. They called me in all this week. Well, I tell you what you need to do. You need to start looking for another job.
All right.
They call you for that all the week. And then they call you in on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then you see, God's time is on Sunday to worship him.
Yeah.
We to worship him every day. But he got a special time he wanted to be worshiping, and I'm on the job. I'm not going to worship God, and you know it.
Yes.
Because I'm going to do my, I got to do my job. But guess what? God looking at that too. He's taking it into consideration.
Yes.
Well, Lord, I would have been there, but my boss called me. God looking at you. I know he called you. You should have been looking for another one.
All right.
There's no excuse for that. We need to be serving God all the time.
Amen.
Don't be like these folks here in the book of Hosea, the fourth chapter. God destroyed these folks, Brother Will. They didn't have no knowledge of God. He destroyed all these folks, Brother Will. They were in sin. They were committing adultery. They were whoremongers. They were doing all kind of things. God told them, don't do it.
Amen.
God warned us today.
Amen.
Don't see him willfully.
Amen.
So you know what we'll do? Oh, we don't care what God says. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Brother William, get me Galatians chapter 5 right quick. I'll show you what I'm talking about. See, this is the church here he's talking to. Paul is talking to the world, not talking to us in the church.
Amen.
Watch what he says. Galatians chapter 5, start at verse 19 through 21. Let's see what God got his list for. Watch this now. This is the church he's talking to.
Now the works of the flesh are
manifest. Now the works of the flesh
are manifest.
Are manifest.
Which are.
Which are.
Adultery.
Fornication.
Uncleanness.
Lewdness. Read.
Idolatry.
Sorcery.
Hatred. Contention. Jealousy. Outbursts of wrath.
Read.
Selfish ambition.
Selfish ambition. Look at that.
Dissension.
Heresy.
Envy. Murder. Drunkenness.
Revelry.
And the like of which I told you beforehand, just as I also tell you in time past, that those who practice these things.
Notice what he said, Brother Williams. He didn't say do those things. He said practice those things.
That's willful.
Willfully, you want to do it. You want to do it. I don't care what I tell you. Read.
They will not inherit the kingdom of God.
See what I mean?
They're not part of the kingdom of God.
They're not part of it. They're not even in the church no more.
Not even in the church.
They got to repent. That's what I'm talking about. Got a lot of folk going to go to hell. Watch what I'm talking about. In the church of Christ. I'm sure another scripture, Brother Wee. Get to 1 Corinthians, Brother Wee.
Yeah.
I'm sure you another. Now, here's what Paul's going to tell them here. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, start at verse 9 through 11. Let's see what Paul's going to tell us. Let's just see what he's going to tell us.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 9.
Read.
Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
We just read that in Galatians chapter 5, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, read up. Watch
this. Do not be deceived.
Do not be deceived.
Neither fornicator, nor adulterer, nor homosexual,
Brother Paul.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Christ no more. Because if you die in that situation, you're going to hell. We could get caught up in that mess. And guess what? And then go to hell.
Church.
Now watch it, brother. We go to Romans, the first chapter. I want to show you something over there. I'm talking about sin tonight. Because, see, a lot of folks don't know sin. They claim they don't know, but we know what it is. Go to Romans, the first chapter. Start at verse 18. I want to get the whole background of this. Brother Parker, here was a lot of folks who go to hell, think they're getting away with it.
For
the wrath of God
is revealed.
It's already revealed. Read.
Against all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
And ungodliness of men.
Ungodliness of men. Read.
Who suppress the truth.
And unrighteousness.
Because what may be known of God.
What may be known of God.
Manifest in them. God has shown it to them.
Read.
For since the creation of the world.
Read.
His invisible attributes are clearly seen and understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and glory, that they are without excuse.
They are without excuse. Read, brother.
Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him.
They did not glorify him as God. They knew it, but they didn't respect it.
Amen.
They were not thankful.
They were not faithful,
but became futile. Foolish in their thoughts. Foolish heart was darkened.
And their foolish heart was darkened.
Professing themselves to be wise,
they became foolish. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Brother Parker. Look at the world today we live in. The same thing going on today. Be it Solomon and Gomorrah already.
Smarter
than God.
Ooh.
There ain't no way you can be smarter than God. God already got the answer. That's what we're talking about. And you keep on doing it, you're going to hell.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? I will repeat it. Keep on practicing, you're going to hell. See, he didn't say you keep on doing it. He said keep on practicing. Practice means you're going to go do it anyway. Well, I tell you not to. I can walk up to you and say, Brother, you stop smoking. You don't tell me I smoke as long as I want. Okay, I'm through with it, Brother.
You're
smoking until they kill you. Then you go on the hill behind it.
Amen.
See, that's what I'm talking about. We got a lot of folks got this attitude like they can't quit smoking. They can't quit drinking. They can't quit committing the fornication. Brother, we go over to Hebrews 13 and show you something there. It's what God said. Hebrews 13 and verse 4. Let's see what God said.
God said in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 4.
Let's see what he said.
He says, marriage is honorable.
What?
In all.
In all, really. Yeah.
And the bed undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers.
What
God will judge.
God, I'm going to judge. He's judging them now.
Or punish.
He's judging them now, brother. They don't quit doing it. Guess what? They're going to go to hell. That's why we're trying to warn everybody now. This is a warning lesson to America and to the world.
Yes.
It's a warning. If you go to hell, you're going on your own. You can't blame God, and you can't blame Brother William, Brother Parker, James Johnson, Brother Parker the Fourth, Brian, they blame us for that. We're going to tell you what God says. We don't care what you say.
Amen.
We got too many people. My preacher said, I don't care what your preacher say. Is he preaching the word of God?
Amen.
But God said we're going to count it that day. Amen. God already gave us the revelation.
Amen.
And we've got the revelation in front of us. We've got the whole revelation. We've got to preach it like it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Got too many people want to play the sin, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
And they know better.
Yeah.
We tell them what the Bible says. You married, right? Now, brother, I'm married.
Yeah.
Why do I need to go out and mess with another woman when I got a wife in there?
Ungodly.
And then I'm thinking about the other woman.
Now,
I got a wife, but I'm messing with another woman. Come on, man.
Yes.
God gave me one wife. He didn't tell me to go get nine more.
Amen.
He didn't tell me to go get 509 more wives, did he?
Yes.
That boy he gave me, God ain't got nothing to do with her. She can't cook. He ain't got nothing to do with she can't wash her iron or soap.
Nope.
I should have been more careful before I married her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I should have found out what she could do. But we got brethren today. Well, hey, man, you know what? I know this girl over here, but he's married to fast. Susie. Mm. But I know that girl over there, man. But he's mad at your Lisa. Mm. I just playing that game.
A lot.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at your one to the other. If you're mad at your Lisa, you better stay with Lisa until you die. And
yes.
Then the Bible says, marry in the moment.
Amen.
Not outside of Christ.
Amen.
A lot of folks gonna pay for that too, brother, will you? Because the world, and you know what, brother, we were talking about that yesterday.
Yes.
The world said, oh, you can't hardly find a decent man, because that's a lie.
Amen.
That's a lie. God, when God sent you, I don't care how ugly the man is or how handsome a man is, if God sent him in your life and he's got a job and he wants to take care of you and he loves you and he asks you your hand and marriage and you turn him down, you're the biggest fool that ever lived.
Amen.
Because God would never stop you if you didn't think he was right.
God.
You go out there and pick you a devil person. Oh, he's so cute. He's so happy. Oh, he's beating up on you every day.
Yeah.
He gets full of that wine, full of them drugs, and beat you up every day.
Yeah.
But now he's a good man. But the man that God gave you, oh, he's so ugly. I don't know about for him. But the man that's supposed to be cute, he's ugly on the inside.
Man.
Yeah.
I remember the temptation said one time, a pretty face got the best of me. He wasn't lying.
Amen.
He wasn't lying.
Amen.
He was saying the woman was beautiful on the outside, but oh, so untrue on the inside. That's what happens to the world today.
Yes.
We are in a bad shape. We are in a bad shape, Brother Parker. And the man don't want to face it. Look at where we at today.
Mm.
Oh, Brother Parker, look where we at today. In the book, tell the people the truth. Can't be playing around with God. God got me, you, Brother Will, Brother Parker the Fourth, and Hart Robinson, and all these preachers.
Amen.
God preach that book.
Man.
That's all we got to do is preach it. God will take care of the rest of it. All we have to do is get up in that pulpit and tell the folk like it is. If it's a doctor, if it's idiot, whatever it is, tell them like it is. Whether they get mad, don't come back. They're going to hell anyway.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't babysit nobody. We got a lot of preachers in the brotherhood. Now, I ain't going to preach that lesson. That's the lesson God wants you to preach. If you won't preach that one, you'll preach one like
Amen.
This. Well, we'll talk about a little bit about baptism, and we'll go on from there. If it's sin, talk about it. If it's hell,
Amen.
Talk about it.
Amen.
Down the road, Brother William, after I get through my lessons on the church, I'm finna talk about hell.
Amen.
I'm not dying out. They don't sit nobody telling me, but they'll get with you, baby, but with Brother Michael, Brother John, why we talk about hell? Because you're on your way there.
Got to warn the righteous.
I got to warn the righteous like I do the wicked.
Amen.
What do you tell Ezekiel in the third chapter, beginning at verse 16? He said, warn the righteous as well as the wicked.
That's right. If you fail,
if you fail to do it, that blood will cry upon your head.
Yes, you
and God going to send you to hell with them because they didn't do what you didn't tell them what I told you to tell them. Now you're going to hell with them.
Amen.
We got to tell them the truth. Whether they don't want it or not. Brother Parker, I commend you to keep on preaching the truth. So where are the people? And your son, tell them, keep on preaching the truth. Y'all reward is coming. All you got to do is keep on being faithful to God, not to man, to God. Brother Parker, I'm saying that to you as well. If me and you depart company now, you just keep on preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Don't worry about what people say. They don't want to hear it. Let them go to hell.
Yes.
That's what you got to do. See, we can't babysit nobody. All these false religion preachers out here today, they just babysit. Oh, I ain't no preach that.
Man.
Don't leave. I don't care if he leaves. Let him go. Let him go straight to hell. That's why he's going anyway. Leave the Lord service. That's why he's going to end up at. Hmm? The Apostle Paul warned him about that. 1 Timothy 4. He says, depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Amen.
Oh, we got to preach the word, brother. We got to preach the word. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? I preach the word.
Yes.
And you have heard enough from me. You have heard it. Acts 15, verse 7. You got to repent. Acts 3:19. You got to repent.
Yes.
Acts 2:38, you got to confess.
Yes.
Acts 8:37, and you got to be buried in water. And Acts 8:38, and then you got to let the Lord add you to the church, which is the same. All of those who are added to the church is saved by Christ and nobody else.
Amen.
And you can get mad and swell up and buff. The Bible still reads the same.
Amen.
I turn it over to you, Brother Parker.
Yes. Man, that is some powerful truth we're telling you tonight.
Yes,
listen and obey God. Amen. Read the book of Romans, chapter 1, and when you get to the latter end of it, in verse 26, Paul says in Romans 26 to the end of the chapter, he said, for this cause, God gave them up to vile affection, for even their women will change the natural use into that which is against nature, women with women. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Amen. That's how we got these terrible diseases out here now. Amen. AIDS and everything else that they're getting is because men, America embraced it. Hooray! Embraced same-sex marriages. And you know that's a terrible lie that men told God. God, you're lying. A man got a right to marry a man and a woman. Hooray! And America embraced that. We used to declare ourselves as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now we are full of nothing but hell in America right now. Destroying our young people and the children that are growing up as little babies now coming up, they're going to be nothing but the new Sodom and Gomorrah, according to what we're talking about, all these rights we're supposed to have and everything. And they're going to be totally destroyed. And the enemy is laughing at us. Might get destroyed pretty quick because it's laughing at us. We are not even a great nation in their eyesights anymore. America's a great nation, and now we are America on the way to hell and destruction because we become so wicked and everything. We need to know that we, as members of the Bible, the church that's in the Bible, we have been instructed on how to live the most blessed and heavenly adventurous life on planet Earth. But now we are doing some of anything and everything. America, the great nation, everything. Our Supreme Court said a man got a right to marry a man and a woman. Now, what in hell do you want? Amen. This nation is going to destroy this nation. Amen. Our leadership has become holistic in this nation. And we've got to understand that as members of the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ, we got basic instructions before leaving Earth in the Bible that will help us live the most blessed life we could ever live on planet Earth, then die and go to heaven. Amen. And live eternally with God. Amen. And every human being that ever lived on this Earth is going to go somewhere eternally. Amen. After they die from here, they're going to go somewhere eternally, only one of two places. You know, some churches are saying, well, you can go halfway between heaven and hell. That's a lie. Find it in the Bible. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Only one of two places when you leave planet Earth, you're going to go to heaven or to hell. Heaven to walk on golden streets near the most wonderful life you could live eternally in heaven. The other place is hell. Amen. Where you'll be weeping and gnashing teeth, burning eternally in hell. Weeping and gnashing of teeth eternally in hell. Now, the choice is yours. Where do you want to go, hell? heaven or hell. Amen? You want to go to heaven? You got to obey the gospel of Christ Jesus in the Bible, one Bible on planet Earth. You got to hear the word, Acts 15:7. Believe it, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rise therefrom a new creation in Christ Jesus. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Be faithful unto death, and heaven will be your home eternally. And you'll live the greatest life you could ever live on planet Earth as a Christian and member of the body of Christ. Amen? But people could care less about heaven, hell, or anything. It's just you do what you want to do here in America. Amen? You can be gay. You can be a crackhead. You can be a dopehead, whatever you want to call yourself, an alcoholic. Anything you want to be here because you're in the greatest nation on planet Earth. That's a lie.
Amen.
Wherever you are on planet Earth, if you are a member of the one true church in the Bible, you'll live the greatest life you could ever live if you be faithful until death. But Satan is ruling this earth. Got things that they want to do. Amen? And I never could figure this one out. How could they get people, the supreme authority in their nation, that a man can marry a man and a woman a woman?
Hey.
We were one nation under who? God. We used to say the pledge devoutly. One nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. And now we're all under hell if we embrace the foolishness that the supreme authority has told us. A man got a right to marry a man, and a woman got a right to marry a woman. Now you're telling God the Father he is a liar. Why do you think he created the woman for the man? If you got a Bible, look in there, you see it. God created the woman for the man. Amen. It was other beasts and animals. How come a man didn't get a dog? Get him a cow or something. Amen. But God created the woman for the man. Amen. And we know if he created the woman for the man, then the man is for the woman. Amen. Nothing in between it or nothing else like that. But here in America, everything is going on. Amen.
Women
living with dogs and men living with dogs, you know, and carrying on and doing anything that they want to do. We are a pathetic nation right now to sit up there and say that pledge of allegiance, you know, to God. Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States. Under America, amen. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are headed for hell in America if we don't stick with the book. Stick with the book. As Father God gave us the book, the basic instructions before leaving earth. Become a member of the only one church in the Bible. Christ did not bring all these other so-called churches. It was one church. And it's the church of Christ, all of us coordinating and conducting church from Christ. That's why it's the church of Christ. Amen. He came here and showed us what to do. We got one Bible. Amen. You got a lot of others that have been written, but one Bible on planet Earth. And every man, a human being, should live according to the directions that are in the Bible. But people could care less about that. It's about what Satan can have you, give you down here, amen? You look at this prophetic. Just to think of the only thing people thinking about is getting the big money, amen? However they got to go do it,
get it.
Some steal it, some kill for it and everything else to get the money on the whole earth. And some go just to college just to get that degree and education from the school to get them some money, amen?
No.
But the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen? And people could care less about seeking the righteousness of God. Amen? They want to do anything they can do to get the money. Amen?
And some kids, a lot of young people go to college just to get the degree to get the money. They can care less about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. We've got to get back to the book. Amen. And Church Christ, we get right back to the book and instruct the church what they must do in order to be saved. And children need it real bad. I started preaching when I was 8 years old. I never will forget that. I know a lot of young people grew up at the same time I did, in hell now, on the way to hell. Amen. And left the church and everything else. You've got to be faithful until death. Amen. For you live a glorious, wonderful life on planet Earth. Amen. And we need to know that and understand that. I've seen a lot of older people. You know, I was a young man even back then, many of them. They were over 100 years old. And many of them said, two or three of them said, look, I'm just waiting to go see Jesus. They were faithful until death. Amen? We didn't have nothing against them at the church. People didn't know anything. They were always good, faithful people. Amen? Now, don't tell me. There are not some good, faithful people on planet Earth, even to this day. It must be. Stay faithful to the Lord. And they believed in the Lord. Amen? And now they just flop in, and that's up, and flop out. Amen? Come when they feel like it, and if they want to feel like it or whatever, or come in there half high from the being at the club and out in the streets all night long, carrying on and spilling the whiskey on them. Press when they come to the back door and shake hands with the preacher or anybody else, each other. Amen. Hooray! It's just getting outrageous. Amen. Too many of our ministers in the one true church, too many of them are in it for the money. And many of them in it for the honeys, going with the women up in the church and everything like that. And are married and everything. All of that got to stop. Amen. We've got to become more connected to Christ Jesus and teaching, preaching, living the word of God. Amen. And neighbors, I got neighbors right around me. Don't want to have too much to do. Y'all need to shut up and stop that talking about, because, you know, he called himself a preacher. He called himself a preacher. Amen. Well, that's good. I'm glad you understand that. Amen. And as a minister of God and as a member of the one true church of Christ, you need to let folks say stuff like that about you. That means that you are living a good life. You're living one that they are jealous of, and one wondering why you're doing so much better than they are. Amen? They're just jealous, wicked. That's Satan. And when you walk in the footsteps of Jesus, you're going to be misused by a lot of people. But they will not overcome you because you'll see the blessing that God will give you. Amen? It doesn't even matter to you after you've been doing it so long. Amen? Amen? How do you think the apostles all gave their lives for Christ Jesus? Amen? And that's what we say. We need to become convicted to the word of God. Amen? And live that life. You will live the most wonderful life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Amen? And then go to heaven. Amen? Who wants to walk on the street with gold everlastingly? Not just for a few years. Everlastingly in heaven, walking on streets of gold. Amen?
Yeah.
And then the other place to go is hell. Who want to be burning everlastingly in hell, screaming, weeping, gnashing of teeth and carrying on eternally in hell? Amen. Question is, what in hell do you want? Amen.
Amen.
And what's in heaven? A wonderful eternal life. Amen. In Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Everlastingly. Amen. Everlasting. No end to that word. It's two places there. No end to it. No end to heaven and no end to hell. So which one is your choice? Heaven or hell? Amen. I go to heaven. Are you doing what Christ instructed you to do? Have you heard the word, Acts 15:7? Have you believed it? Hebrews 11:6? Have you repented of your sin? Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Have you confessed Christ to be the Son of God? Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And last but not least, have you been baptized into Christ Jesus? Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. That makes you a member of the church. Now, are you following the instructions of members of the church in the Bible must do? Amen. If you're not doing that, even though you may obey the gospel, but are you living the life? Amen. You got to live it till the day you die. Amen. Amen. In my whole life, as even as men, I saw a preacher, I was 8 years old, one woman that I ever heard said she is going to see Jesus. She was 100 and over 100 years old. I forgot how many years it was, but she was over 100 years old, and she said she is going to see Jesus. Amen. On her deathbed, she was dead. And she wasn't suffering real bad. She had heart trouble or something of that nature, and she died from a heart attack. Amen. And she said she was born to see Jesus, over 100 and some years old. Amen. Now, that's what we have to understand, what it's about, being a Christian in Christ Jesus. Amen. Live the life, joyously live it, and you will have the most wonderful life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. But we got people in America now, in the Church of Christ, the only church that's in the Bible. Some of them out there clubbing and whoremongering and stealing and carrying everything else. Amen. You can't live a wonderful life like that. Amen. You just tearing up the most wonderful life you could have ever lived on planet Earth and then die and go to heaven. Amen. You have to hear the word. Acts 15 and 7. Believe the word. Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then last but not least, be buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. And then you walk everlastingly in the footsteps of Jesus and then go to heaven and live eternally. We have to understand that. That's what it's all about. But Satan got everything he wants going on down here. Amen. Look at how foolish people are nowadays. Even the youngsters are just as crazy as they want to be. Amen. Brought the dope in here, and now it's a lot of trouble to get it out. It's going on now, and they're still doing it. They're not only buying it and everything, they're planting it in their own backyards and so forth. Or some lot somewhere where they got to do it and everything just so they can stay high. That's not a life. Christ commanded us how to live the life. Number one, you got to get in Christ. You hear the word, Acts 15 and 7, believe it. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32, then be buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rise therefrom and continue to be faithful in the one true church that is in the Bible, the Church of Christ. There's no other Bible. If anybody listening tonight, if you can find the church that you're in and it's not the Church of Christ, that's the only way you're going to find. Call us. Prove it. Amen. Prove it to us. Bible says prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Amen. And you know, people that in the one true church, we don't teach them to go around and say, you'll be saved like me. You got to get in that church, and you're going to be saved. You're going to be saved. Don't tell that lie. Everybody in the Church of Christ is not going to heaven. Only those that do as Christ commanded them to do to the day they die are the only ones going to heaven. Amen? Going to be the only ones. Everybody's not going, but that's the only church you can be in that will let you go to heaven if you live right and stay right. Amen? You just can't go. These other worldly so-called preachers out here in the world, they'll tell you, just come in here, and you're going to be blessed. You're going to be your foundation. You're going to go to heaven. That's a lie. The one true church that's in the Bible, amen, the only way you can get to heaven from that is to stay faithful until death. Amen. That's all. You don't lie to make you come get in there. The only reason these world churches want to come in there so they can get that money. Amen.
That's
all these world preachers are making millions of dollars a year. Amen. So they can tell they got to get up people. And people, oh, Lord, have mercy. How did humans get that bad? These lying chits out here telling you're going to go to heaven. You know, just come and you give, right, and be faithful here, and you're on the way to heaven and preach. You know, just motivating you to do that. Amen? You've got to live life in Christ Jesus. We have the instructions of it. Amen? One church in the Bible. And that church is the Church of Christ. Amen? And you must follow the basic instructions of it in the New Testament scriptures in order to be saved and live the most blessed life you could ever live. Just any church will not do. And you know these men will get up there and to call themselves Reverend so-and-so. Reverend is only mentioned one time in the Bible. Psalms 111 and verse 9, he had sent redemption unto his people. He has kept his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The antecedent of his is in verse 1. Psalms 111 and verse 1 is that God is reverent. No man on planet Earth is reverent. Amen. It's not that reverent is God's name. Amen? And we need to understand that. And you may have a minister. That's all the Bible says that they are. Read the New Testament Bible. You know, ministers. Amen? And they've got to do right and live right as well. Amen? If not, then y'all take them out of the pulpit. Amen? You go to some of these so-called churches, worldly churches out there, you find that those priests up in there going with 15, 20 women and everything else up in there, and he got his wife up in the church there with him too, just living like a whoremonger up in the church, amen, telling you anything you want to do. He wants you to feel like it, everything. And then they bring that Saturday night club to the church. Put that music in there and make people feel good. Some people come in half high, and they still got a hangover from drinking and can on, and they come in there and feel good in the Sunday morning nightclub. Nothing in the church that's in the Bible. The only thing we do in the church, the one that's in the Bible, Ephesians 5:19, he says, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making the melody where? In your heart or your mind unto the Lord. That's what the Bible commanded us to do. But now Satan is so cold-blooded and low-down until he wants you to leave leave the nightclub to close up by 2 or sometime. They got to close up because the law tells them they got to close up. And then they go to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, committing fornication and adultery and everything. Then come sit up in the Sunday morning club, come back to the Sunday morning nightclub. Called a church, and they hear the good music and everything right then. Everything got a preacher up there screaming and hollering, not telling them too much from the Bible, not teaching the word of God, but make them feel good. Pass that plate 3 or 4 times, that's good in his pocket. So that's not what the Bible says. He said, preach the word. Now, what is the word? That's in the Bible. Preach the word. Be ready to preach it in season when people like it, out of season when they don't like it. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Why? For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. And it's kind of tough to preach in the only church that's in the Bible, the Church of Christ. It's even getting more difficult now. Because people are embracing hell like crazy across the world. Amen? They just watch. Can you go in there? I don't think you should have been preaching on that today. I don't think you should have said that today and all that. Shut your mouth. It's in the Bible. The Bible, we were commanded in 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. Preach it when they like it. Preach it when they don't like it. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? The time is here now. That men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, find sound doctrinal preachers, and get them somebody in there to make them feel good. Amen? And they get plenty of them out of these colleges. that come in and teach you a whole lot of philosophy and everything like that, just to sound good and everything, and then people just so happy with that. Ooh, you should have heard what he said this morning. I mean, he defined this, he defined that, he told us this, he did, but then he preached the gospel, provocatively preached the gospel, amen? Tell him, if you don't do what God said do, you're going to hell. They don't even hardly say hell in the pulpit anymore. Amen? They don't want to do that because they're in it for the money and the honeys. Amen? We need to go back to those old preachers who began to preach years ago when we were probably children in the church there, and they were provocative preachers. I remember several of them in our county got beat by the members of the Church of Christ. They were not hearing that sound doctrine like that. Amen. And it's hard to even kind of hear some good, powerful, sound doctrine now at Churches of Christ. They're going to college and everything, getting their degrees and all that kind of stuff online or going to colleges or whatever, and they get that and they come in there and all they want to do is use a lot of words that they have to define and tell you and sound good. No. The Bible told us, 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul said what? Preach the word. Be ready to preach it in season when people like it, out of season when they don't like it. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. We're in that generation now. Folk don't want to hear good sound doctrine. Amen? It's the game of man. Even in the one true church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. We got a lot of them coming out now with degrees and Bible and all that kind of stuff, and it's about making that money. Amen? That's not what the gospel is about. Gospel is not about making money. Amen? When you preach the word, God bless you. Amen? You're trying to get all your thanks from God. Amen? People may be giving you money, but that comes through God. Amen? When you preach it and living in front of the people, that's why God blesses you. Amen? Now, we got this younger generation going up there. They don't know what my Ham family are doing. I remember when I was growing up as a kid, those older preachers then, they preached the doctrine of Christ. I know in my congregation I grew up in, one of the preachers there, they beat him. He left from us over there because he was preaching that good, strong doctrine, but he went to another one up in East Texas, and they whipped him. Good Lord have mercy. Those days were difficult during those days. They were coming up. Amen? Yeah. And we've seen that. And now you got people telling to preach the gospel. Amen? He said, be us in season, out of season. You know, right now, in this age we're in now, if you're not at a converted church, you're going to have a lot of trouble. But you got to preach it there still. And you know what? Don't even worry about the trouble. Amen? God, when you preach his word, he takes care of his own. Amen? He takes care of his own. Amen. And we need to understand that. Stick with the Bible. Amen? And the Bible is getting out. It's been put aside now. Amen? Because everybody want to hear what they want to hear. Church is nothing but a money-making institution now. You look at all these worldly churches on television and hear them on radio. It's all about the money-making institution, amen? Tell the people what they want to hear. They'll reach the 8, 9, 9 o'clock, and then you tell them, look here, if you don't have it now, make a commitment to the church what you're going to give and when you're going to give it to the church. Just it's about the money and the foolishness that's going on in these churches, so-called churches, and even in some churches of Christ. They're in it for the money. You got to be in there to preach that doctrine of Christ. Amen. And when you do that, you don't have to worry about too much of nothing. Amen. I remember years ago, I was preaching that doctrine like Christ told me to preach, and the brothers had meetings with me and told me, you don't need to be saying all that up in the pulpit. And I think two or three of them brothers died. Amen. Yeah. Unexpectedly. See, nobody is going to stand in the way of the doctrine of Christ. Amen? Yeah. I mean, Nobody. Read your Bible. Amen. Preach the doctrine of Christ. That's it. And if you can't preach the doctrine, shut your rump on the stump somewhere and shut your mouth until you get converted.
Amen.
We were commanded, 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Be in severe season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, each of themselves, teachers having itch and ear. And they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto faithful. They're getting a lot of them college boys in there. Amen. And them in that preaching out of college, because they know they went to college just not to be a preacher. Amen. They went never, because if you got an education, you're supposed to get more money. So they're giving the poor people to tell people what they want to do. Get the money. Amen. And a lot of them getting retirement programs and everything else while they're preaching. Amen. And that's not what it's all about. Your only retirement from being a preacher is death. That's your retirement.
Amen.
And I remember when I was growing up in a church, there were a lot of guys living to be a little over 100 or close to 100, and they died and they had been preaching for years and years. They had been kicked out of one church to another and another and like that, but they were preaching and they lived a joyously good life. Amen? That's what it says. You got to keep on preaching and teaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen? So we've got to tell these young men coming up, they go to college and get a degree in Bible or whatever they call it. Amen. The only degree you can get in Bible is preaching and living it.
That's
what you've been told to say.
Amen.
Now, they want you. That's right. The Bible tells you what? It tells you what to tell the people. Amen. And now they go to college and learn how to say it maybe a little bit cute, a little bit better, or something like that. But when you preach the doctrine of Christ out the Bible, just like it's written, that's what he told you to do. And God will take care of you. Just walk in his footsteps of Christ and do that, and that will do it. If we have someone here, we want you to know that you must become a member of the only church in the Bible, and that church is the church.
That's right.
You have to hear the word, Acts 15 and verse 7. Believe it, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10 and 32. And then be buried in the water grave of baptism. And then live faithfully unto death. In the only church in the Bible. And the only church in the Bible is the church of Christ. Christ came here. Amen. He showed us what we got to do. And he shed his blood as he was hung on the cross, shed his blood that we all might have a right to the tree of life. If you hear, visit the Church of Christ nearest you, as the Church of Christ should be nearest you, wherever you are. If not, call back on program and tell us where you are, and we can get someone to find out where you can go.
Amen.
Amen. And we want you to know that. Now, if there's someone that's here, and you're in our area, you're in either one of the brothers or sisters preaching here, go to a Church of Christ near you, or call, or go find where we are preaching. You can go almost anywhere. Even if you're in Houston, go to a Church of Christ in Houston, a Church of Christ anywhere over the world. Amen. Go there.
Amen.
Pray the gospel before it's everlastingly too late for your soul. To this end, we commend the God and the words of his grace, which able to keep you, build you up, give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. May God bless you. For William the Dolphin.
Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Parker, Brother Johnson, done a magnificent job. To those in our radio audience tonight, we want you to know that we're concerned about the welfare of your soul. You heard the word of truth. You heard the teaching of the gospel of Christ. If you have any questions, call us. Ask your questions.
Amen.
You believe the truth, go and obey it. Go to the assembly of the Church of Christ. We're not going to tell you to find a Bible-believing church. There is no such a thing as to tell somebody, go to a Bible-believing church.
Amen.
You don't have to go to no church building. You need to go to Christ. You need to find the assembly, the members and the group who serve God and worship as the Church of Christ.
Amen.
And you let the minister baptize you according to faith in the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to seek Christ out. You got to come to Jesus, so you got to look for him. You can't sit there and wait. You got to find him. He is not far from any one of us. We have to put some legs on our prayer of faith and go find where Christ is. You got the word, go where the word is preached, and you will obey the truth.
Church of Christ
is the only church in the Bible.
You
can't go to the Baptist church and be saved. You can't go to the Methodist or the Catholic church and get saved. You got to go to the church where Christ is being worshipped in truth, the Church of Christ. Give your life to Christ and be saved. God bless you. At this time, we're going to have a word of prayer, close out our ministry this evening. We want to again invite you to be back with us on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be on the phone call for the radio broadcast in your area. God bless you.
Amen.
God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you, dear God, for the responsibility to preach the word.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, because we took a vow to preach your word. We have a holy unction. That is, we have the agreement with the Holy Spirit to preach the truth. Thank you, God. Help us to live right. Help us to teach truth properly. Help us, dear God, to continue to exercise wisdom and knowledge and faith in your word. Help those, dear God, who are seeking truth. Help those who want to be saved. Cause them, dear God, to be able to receive this word that they might be saved. May the word of God have faith in their heart.
Amen.
You said in your word that faith in God comes by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Dear God, if men will listen, they can obey the truth and be saved before the everlasting and eternally too late. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, dear God, for saving our soul.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Good night, brothers. Good night, radio audience. Good night to everyone. May God bless us all until we meet again.
Amen. Amen.